morning, 809 News Radio, 92.3 AM, 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Chief Deputy Shane Tucker, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Chief Deputy. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's always good to talk to you on Monday morning.
Hey, great to have you back. And I did want to take, before we start to talk about Santa Rosa Sheriff stuff in particular, it is Memorial Day, okay? That is different from Veterans Day. We always like to tell people the difference. Veterans Day is all veterans. Memorial Day is specifically to honor those that we have lost and the families who have made those sacrifices. But I did want to ask you, because you know, you used to be a police officer in the Air Force, and of course you have a lot of former military at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, and last week you had your memorial service for fallen officers. What does this day mean for you, or is there anything you want to say? I want to let you say whatever you want to say about your agency or about the day, or sort of carte blanche, whatever comment you want to make.
Sure. You know, law enforcement has a real kinship to our military in that both are missions of service before self. People go into the military because they want to serve their country, and when they do, they write a blank check, and that check is up to and including their life, and they sign on that dotted line, and they say, I'm going to give my life for what I believe in. And that's very similar to law enforcement. When people get into law enforcement, you know, they go into the career with the understanding that that could ultimately cost them their life. And as high a price as that is, we love our country, we love our community so much that we're willing to make that take that risk, if you will. So it means so much to me, not only as a law enforcement officer, but as a veteran. And you know, we take a pause today to remember those that gave everything they had for the safety and security of this nation. And it's really a somber day.
It is. And the thing, I don't know the theme. Every year there seems like a different aspect of it strikes me. And I'll tell you, the part of it that's really hitting me today is, maybe it's the part nobody ever talks much about, but when you put your life on the line to die for freedom, for a free society, or when you, as your officers, you know, put their lives at risk and sometimes give them in order to protect a free society, people don't always use that well. You know, you're protecting the knuckleheads, you know, and you're protecting people who are just going to lay on the couch all day. And, you know, you're protecting people who are going to just fritter it away. And yet that's a part of freedom, too. And it's I just imagine it's a very challenging thing to realize that you're giving your life for people who are going to use that for incredibly noble reasons. And you're giving your life also for people who are just going to do the exact opposite. But that's part of the deal of freedom, right?
It really is. And, you know, the military and law enforcement, neither one make any distinction between the two. Mm-hmm. When our soldiers, sailors, and airmen are overseas, they're not overseas for a select group of Americans. They're overseas for all of Americans. And when our men and women in law enforcement hit the street every day, they don't do it for a select group of citizens. They do it for each and every one of them.
Absolutely.
Without qualification.
Absolutely. So you had a couple of things happen over the weekend in your agency. One was I am always reluctant to talk about child issues and domestic things, but we have to remind people of what happens and give them good guidance on how to deal with it. But you had a pretty frightening thing happen in a domestic call, right?
We did. Our deputies last week responded to a residence in the Gulf Breeze area in regards to a family disturbance. As they began investigating, they learned that the disturbance was between a husband and wife who had a one-year-old child in common. During the argument, the male allegedly became enraged, placed the female in a chokehold, strangled her, bit her, and on two separate occasions during this event, threw the one-year-old across the room. So he was arrested and charged with battery by strangulation, child abuse, as well as just a simple battery. But it's really disturbing that this stuff goes on, and I don't want to say that it's just uber common, but it's far less uncommon than we're comfortable with.
You say two times he threw this child?
Mm-hmm.
I said we don't like to talk about this stuff, but we need to. If people find themselves in a situation like this, what do they need to do? I mean, obviously, if you're calling the cops in a situation of violence, I mean, that's your last resort at that moment, but what can they do before it gets to that point?
Sure. You know, it's important to understand that this does happen. If you find yourself in this situation, you are not alone. It is not your fault, and there are options. You know, there are domestic violence programs. There's Favor House. You know, there's 911. There are social services out there. The most important thing, especially if you have a child involved, is to remove yourself and your child from a dangerous situation.
Amen.
You know, domestic violence without intervention is not something that typically gets better, and it gets worse. It becomes more progressive. You know, when someone's a victim of a domestic homicide, in my career, I've never seen a case of domestic homicide where that was the first violent event. You know, it's a progressive thing. So the most important thing is, and it's difficult. I recognize that it's incredibly difficult for a lot of people, but it's to get out of a potentially dangerous situation.
Now, that's such an important message, too, that it's not your fault. You do have options. There are places to go, and it will not get better. You know, if it could get better, it would have gotten better. It's not going to get
right.
better. That's such an important message. Chief, you guys are rolling out body cameras this week, right?
We sure are. We are really excited. I know you and I have talked about it in the past, and of course we're rolling it out on kind of a smaller scale. You know, we're going to work out all the kinks and get our policies just right.
Makes sense.
Make sure that we have the operation down pat. But we are super excited to be, you know, on the move in this endeavor.
Yeah, no, this is a long time coming, and I know the sheriff probably would have preferred not to have to, but given the developments in our nation, and as he has said many times, where he thinks we're headed anyway, might as well get ahead of the curve and do it right on your own terms, especially when the price is right. So that makes sense. And I think this, you know, this will, like it has been for the PPD and like it's going to be for the Scambi, I think it's going to be a good deal for your agency. You guys also have a new car, right? A kind of a sort of a lottery car for one of your veterans, right? Right.
We certainly do. Sheriff Johnson came up with an idea a while back that he wanted to just do something, you know, just kind of a small gesture to show that he and this agency is supportive of our veterans. So he decided to decal a car in a unique veteran themed way, and then have a drawing and give that to one of our veterans. So Sergeant Chuck Ryan, who's been here for oh gosh, 23 years probably, was the lucky winner of that. And my understanding is that's supposed to roll out today. It's supposed to hit the streets this morning.
Wow, that's so cool. Now you left off the best part. To my mind, the best part. What's the horn do?
I'm not sure.
Doesn't it play like the Star Spangled Banner or something? Isn't there a patriotic song that it'll play out or something like that?
Now, I'm not aware of that.
Oh, okay.
that may be the case. But
I'm sorry.
Somebody did that without my knowledge.
Yeah,
that would be pretty sweet, though.
The let me see if I can flip to it. I think it was the PNJ. Yeah, Annie Blanks was reporting on that the somehow or other it's going to play. And I wasn't clear whether this was the horn or whether this was just, you know, it would play the music over a loudspeaker or something like that. But that the Star Spangled Banner was something that it could do. I love that, by the way.
Oh, that is neat.
No, that's very cool. Well, Chief Deputy Shane Tucker, he's the Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your service. Thank you, as you're the one I happen to be talking to, for the service of all of your law enforcement agents, and then, of course, your service that you guys provide now. We so much appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.